East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
If you're going away this December, private security experts say your holiday plans should include tightening up on home security. They've noted a pattern of break-ins at properties left unattended over the festive season. Gareth Naidu, who's with KZN VIP Protection Services, says criminals often take advantage when people let their guard down.
Always ensure that you have an operational and working home alarm system. Intruder detection, don't post your holiday plans because a lot of criminals are on social media. They observe what is being done, where you're going, what you're doing. It's best that after your holiday, when you return, that you do post.
Meanwhile, Prem Balram from Reaction Unit SA says criminals often look for signs that no one is home.
Such as leaving the lights on during the day, nobody switches off the lights, newspaper accumulating at the gate, post boxes are overflowing, you know, post lying on the floor. These are all indications that there's nobody at home. And we notice that when we get to the crime scene, whether there's a house breaking and theft, these signs are quite visible to the general public. Get somebody to a neighbor or some family member to fetch the mail, pick up accumulated newspapers, switch off the lights during the day.
Electricity Minister Hossein Saramakgopa has approved Eskom's revised unbundling strategy, paving the way for the next phase in the utility separation. The overhaul in the electricity sector was announced by President Cyril Ramaphosa back in 2019. This would see Eskom being split into three entities: generation, transmission and distribution. Now, the case against a Midrand couple accused of manufacturing, producing and selling child sex abuse material has been moved to the High Court in Johannesburg. Darren Wilkin and Tiono Mudli lined up in the Randburg Magistrates Court yesterday. The couple was implicated in a global child sex abuse ring following a probe involving the local police and the FBI after a minor in the United States reported a case of sextortion. Mudli is currently on bail while Wilkin remains in custody. Newswatch's Cliff Sheikho reports.
The couple was charged with money laundering, drug possession and numerous other charges related to cyber crimes. During their arrest, the police found electronic devices allegedly containing millions of images and videos of child sex abuse. There was also a large undisclosed amount of cash believed to be proceeds of the alleged criminal activities. The state alleges that the accused produced and distributed child abuse material globally for financial gain. The matter has been postponed to next year for pre-trial. Cliff Sheikho, Newswatch.
And reports from the Democratic Republic of Congo are that the M23 rebels have now entered Uvira, the second largest city in the country's eastern region. The Rwanda-backed group's latest advance has triggered a fresh wave of displacement, with thousands fleeing into Burundi. The fighters are said to have entered the border town at the gates of Burundi from the north after the US and European powers urged the M23 to halt its offensive and for Rwanda to pull its troops out of the eastern DRC. The renewed violence undermined an agreement aimed at ending the conflict brokered by President Donald Trump and which Kinshasa and Kigali signed less than a week ago. Back home, we've got a high of 22 degrees in Durban today, Maritzburg 19, Richards Bay 24. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.